Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West of the Parish of St. Barnabas in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome to Reflections on this 18th Sunday after Pentecost, Proper 22. The readings today, Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 to 7, Psalm 80, Philippians 3, verses 4b to 14, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 33 to 46. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. His name is Mighty, and He is the Lord. His name is Creator, and He makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and He holds us in the palm of His hand. His name is Savior, and He died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and He can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy, and He is the one that we have come to worship. His name means He is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and forever. Amen. Lord, You call us to come to You just as we are. You declare that when we come with open hearts and with open lives, You will never turn us away. Yet we also know that only as we focus our hearts and minds on Your will and allow You to infiltrate every corner of our lives, will we truly be able to worship You. We long to experience Your renewing spirit, Your healing grace, and Your empowering love. We pray that we might walk in the way of Your truth and love. Amen. We pray the collect for proper 22, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we either desire or deserve. Pour upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things for which we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Vineyard Experience. The Vineyard Experience. Our Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 to 7, speaks to us about a parable of a vineyard. The farmer has a vineyard situated on a fertile hill. He prepares the soil, plants it with the choicest vines, protects it with a watchtower, and in anticipation of a great harvest, he prepares a wine vat to store the wine. When harvest time arrives, the farmer receives a shock. He expected his vineyard to yield grapes in order for him to produce good wine. Instead, the vineyard yields wild grapes. He could do nothing with wild grapes. In anger and frustration, the farmer decides to destroy the vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and it shall be overgrown with briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. Isaiah chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. The same detailed care with which the farmer established the vineyard is the same detailed care that will go into its destruction. It will be laid waste totally. This parable speaks of the relationship between God and the people of the Old Covenant, the descendants of Abraham, the children of Israel. God rescued them from slavery in Egypt. God, through Moses, renewed the covenant with them. God gave them the law, protected and provided for them for 40 years in the wilderness, and brought them safely to the land of promise. A good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Exodus 3 verse 8. It was also a land occupied by several other nations. With God's help, they were able to establish themselves in this new land. They were to be a people set apart for God, a holy nation, a kingdom of peace, priests. They were to influence the surrounding nations. They would be a nation of justice and righteousness. demonstrating always right living, living in favor with God. Instead, because of disobedience, they became evil, producing idolatry, bloodshed, and oppression. Wild grapes that could not be used for anything good. God had put everything in place for his covenant people, and they betrayed his trust and faith in them. Instead of bearing fruit of justice and righteousness, they produced fruit of disobedience, unrighteousness, and unjust living. Fruit good for nothing. Wild grapes. God would allow their nation to be overrun by one foreign nation after another. Their vineyard would be no more. In our gospel from Matthew 21, verses 33 to 46, Jesus gives a parable of a vineyard. Palestine being a wine-producing area, the vineyard would be a very familiar sight to the people of Jesus' day. Jesus explains that a landowner plants a vineyard, completes it with all that is required, a fence, a wine press, and watchtower. Having completed the vineyard, he leases it to some tenant farmers and goes off to another country. The tenant farmers agree to pay the landlord a certain percentage of the produce of the vineyard. At harvest time, the landowner sends his representative to collect the produce due to him. Instead of keeping their part of the bargain, the tenants beat, kill, and stone his representatives. So the landowner decides to send his son, believing that the tenants would respect his son and heir. However, on seeing the son, the tenants presume that the landowner is dead. They concluded that if they kill the son, the vineyard would be theirs. So they seized him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Matthew 21, verse 39. Then Jesus asked the Pharisees a question. Now, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They replied, he will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at harvest time. Matthew 21, verse 41. Jesus replies, therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produce the fruits of the kingdom. We must remember that the kingdom of God has been passed to us. We are the body of Christ today. We are called to be disciples, intentional disciples of Christ, and as a result, disciple makers. As tenants in the new wine vineyard today, we are to exhibit kingdom values and therefore produce fruits of the kingdom. As disciples of Christ today, for example, we are called in the power of the Holy Spirit to exhibit kingdom values, humility, faith, love, patience, honesty, purity, and justice. If we allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit, we will demonstrate the principles of the kingdom of God in our daily lives. Whenever we sin, for example, and go against God's will or God's word, we will repent. guided by the Holy Spirit, we will understand the importance of constant communication with God. Therefore, we will develop a life of prayer and strive in word and deed to live in God's presence, striving always to do God's will and obeying God's law of love. Love for God, love for self, and love for others. Living with a deep desire to have a right relationship with God, we will study God's word daily. This will enable us to grow in faith, and with faith, walk with boldness to proclaim the good news of God's love for all creation. As Christians today, we always have to be conscious that we are members of the kingdom of God. Therefore, we will be in the world, but not of the world. God has called us to a higher standard than that of the world. We are to exhibit at every opportunity the five marks of mission: to tell the good news of God's love by word and deed to all who need to hear it, to teach, to baptize, to make more disciples for Christ, bringing others into the fellowship of the body of Christ. As disciples of Christ today, we are to tend, to respond in love to the needs of others, whether those needs are material, emotional, or spiritual. We are not to pick and choose whom we will respond to, but respond to all in need with love. We are to strive to transform unjust structures in society. We are to seek them out, and together with others of like mind, to strive to bring about the changes in keeping with the principles of God's kingdom. As members of the kingdom of God, as disciples of Christ, we are to treasure God's creation. We are to treasure God's vineyard. God looked at creation and said, "It was good." God entrusted that creation to us. Let us treasure it. Let us sustain it. Let us preserve and conserve it, for it is the Lord's vineyard that He has entrusted to us. Let us therefore be such faithful tenants of God's vineyard, that the vineyard will never be taken away from us and given to others. We must therefore always obey God's law of love, loving God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength, and loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. We will therefore be able to produce fruits of righteousness and justice, and as faithful disciples of Christ, remain members of God's kingdom in this world, and by God's grace and mercy, in the next. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and show us what is true. Come, Holy Spirit, and show us what is true in a world of great wealth, where many go hungry and fortunes are won and lost by trading in money. Come, Holy Spirit, and show us what is true. In a world of great knowledge, where many die of ignorance And every piece of information has a price in the marketplace. Come, Holy Spirit, and show us what is true. In a world of easy communication, where words leap between continents, and we expect to see a picture to illustrate each item of the news, come, Holy Spirit, and show us what is true. In a church touched by the flame of Pentecost, move to generous sacrifice and costly love, interpreting the will of God with new insight. Come, Holy Spirit, and show us what is true. God, make us single and sincere. Take away all that is not true, all that hinders your work in us. For only then shall we be able to serve you in spirit and in truth. Amen. Heavenly Father, whose Son Jesus Christ, born of a woman, sanctified childhood and shared the life of an earthly home, bless the homes and families of our nation. Give to parents a true sense of responsibility in the care of and training of their children, that our boys and girls may grow up in the fear of your name and in the fellowship of your church. For the glory of Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we pray that God will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this day and always. Amen. Remember to test positive for faith. Isolate from fear, keep distance from doubt, and above all, trust God. We wish you a rewarding and spirit-filled week, and please be safe.